We're back now on KID News Radio 590 AM and 92.1 FM. Joining us, Dr. Cynthia Curl, Assistant Professor in the Department of Community and Environmental Health at Boise State University, also a pesticide researcher. Dr. Curl, welcome. Good to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we have this story, which is really unfortunate for some families here in East Idaho. Apparently, a pesticide was applied to stop the potato cyst nematode, but it had some unintended consequences on some other crops and livestock as well. So maybe kind of lay this out for us, what exactly happened and what you think the future looks like.
Sure. So the Idaho State Department of Agriculture worked in conjunction with the USDA to be pretty aggressive to try to eradicate this nematode to preserve the integrity of the potato industry for Idaho. And one of the things that they did to try to manage this pest was apply methyl bromide, which is a fumigant, and it's a pretty effective fumigant. And it's been used for a long time. This is not a new compound. Yeah. And we also continue to use it in the strawberry industry in California. But the biggest concern about this pesticide is that it destroys the ozone layer. It's a gas, and so the way that we apply it is we inject it into the soil and then immediately cover the soil in plastic to try to hold that gas in the ground in order for it to be effective. And typically, what happens is it volatilizes, and when you worry about this pesticide, you usually worry about the ozone layer or you worry about any bystanders who might be kind of near the field. Yeah. Those are the typical concerns. What seems to have happened here is that we did such a good job with the plastic tarping that was used and with all of the procedures that were done according to the regulations that it was kept in the ground long enough that the methyl bromide broke down to form inorganic bromide, which is a known product of methyl bromide, but often the gas isn't retained in the soil long enough to form enough of it to be a problem.
Yeah.
And it seems like what happened here is that it was taken up into some crops that were grown in those fields, non-potato crops, after the methyl bromide was applied.
Okay, so one of the example that I read about in the news story is that there were some cattle, they started having some lesions. They were, they weren't able to have calves and so there were problems with fertility and that sort of thing. Do you know how widespread this might be? I mean, is this contained at this point?
My understanding is that it is contained. So this was an unusual situation. And in some ways, I'm thinking about it as kind of a perfect storm where you have this kind of vertical integration on this farm where these farmers were growing alfalfa since they couldn't grow potatoes anymore because of the cyst. And then they fed that alfalfa to their own cows. And the alfalfa took up more bromide than you would normally see in the kinds of crops where people have used methyl bromide in the past. And so that bromide in the alfalfa, we believe, is what led to the problems with the cows. But my understanding is that that was contained to that farm in that situation, and that ISDA has been working very closely with them.
Okay, so you can probably safely say there's no threat to the human population in the area then.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Now, you're not a legal expert, given your background, but I'll ask you this question anyway. Were you a little bit surprised that the USDA declined to compensate these families? Because, I mean, clearly, and like you said, maybe it was just a perfect storm, it was unavoidable, but were you a little bit surprised that there was pretty much zero effort or compassion on the part of the federal government to make things right?
I think that it's very clear that this was not the fault of the families. This is something that they were told they had to do, and then this happened, and there was no negligence on their part. So you hate to see something like that happen. You're right that I'm not a legal expert, so I don't know how things work to get things made right, but you sure would like to see things made right for them.
Yeah. So in the future, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, the bromide threat is, I mean, all of that hay is accounted for, all the livestock is accounted for. In terms of applying this fumigant in the future, do you think the processes may change a little bit to ensure this doesn't happen again?
Oh, yes. So one of the things, one of the reasons that I'm involved, or one of the ways that I'm involved, is that the USDA has funded us to do a study out there in those fields to better understand all the different crops that might take up this inorganic bromide that were applied in this situation in this way. And so we actually have 32 test plots that are going in out in eastern Idaho right now, and we're doing extensive sampling and trying different soil amendments and trying to understand what happened and, you know, how to move forward in these fields.
All right. Our guest today, Dr. Cynthia Curl from Boise State University. She's a pesticide researcher, also an assistant professor in the Department of Community and Environmental Health. Dr. Curl, we sure appreciate your expertise today.
Thank you so much for having me.